This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. Global wages have been severely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, with women and informal workers being hit the hardest. The decline, stagnation, and smaller than normal increases are outlined in the Global Wage Report 2019-2020 of the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the United Nations specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is operated as a tripartite partnership between the social partners, government, businesses, and worker organizations. Guy Ryder, the ILO's Director General, is the first unionist to lead the organization.
The first part looks at global wage trends before and then during the pandemic. And it shows that between 2016 and 2019, that annual real global wage growth fluctuated between 1.6% and 2.2%. But if we exclude China, we see that growth was considerably lower, between 0.9% and 1.6%. And I would add that in that period, as before, a situation in which productivity was growing more quickly than real wages continued. This, of course, being the motor, which means that the overall labour share in global income is in decline. Moving into 2020, while it's still very early to get comprehensive data for the year, some points are already emerging. In the first 6 months of this year, we can see that as a result of COVID-19, wages fell or grew more slowly in two-thirds of the countries for which we have available data. And in the remaining one-third of countries, somewhat surprisingly, wages appeared to increase. But this is largely attributable to the substantial number of lower paid workers who simply lost their jobs and so no longer are included in wage data. And this skews the figures. The point here is that the figures do not necessarily mean that those who are still employed have had a real wage increase. The second important finding in relation to COVID is that not all workers have been affected equally by the crisis that it has brought. Women and workers in low-paid jobs are just two groups, perhaps the most significant, who have been hit the hardest. Let me look quickly at the effect on women. The report finds that, on average, and here we're excluding wage subsidies, women would have lost 8.1% of their wages in the second quarter of 2020. And that's because of a drop, above all, in their working hours. By comparison, men would have lost 5.4%. So it's 8.1% for women, 5.4% for men. And what about lower paid workers? We find that without wage subsidies, the lowest paid 50% of the workforce would have lost no less than 17.3% of their wages. And that's more than twice the average estimated decline for all workers, which stood at 6.5%. And to just amalgamate these two effects, I would have to point out as well that women are overrepresented amongst low-paid workers. There is some more positive news. We estimate that the wage subsidies which have been introduced in many countries have compensated for 40% of the total wage bill loss. And because wage subsidies are more likely to benefit low-paid workers, it is also likely that these policies have helped to mitigate the upward trend in inequality.
And that's it, International Labour News You Can Use. You can find our features and daily newscasts at radiolabour.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.